is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com show is about your calls. If you make them, that is up to you. Otherwise, we will talk about things interesting to us. And starting things out here tonight, coming up, there's a pretty disturbing Rasmussen poll about Americans and their belief in socialism. But we'll start things out with broadband. Broadband internet. Who doesn't want it? Or at least who has been on the internet doesn't want it. I guess there are still some people out there possibly listening to the sound of my voice that have never even set foot onto the World Wide Web. And to them, I say, you're missing out. You should look into it. Head over to the library or your nearest place of business, internet cafe, whatever, that kind of thing.
Beats the heck out of TV.
It really, really does. I mean, TV's good in that they've got a lot of choices these days, but certainly better than it was when there were three choices or
right.
whatever. But.
Well, if television has 100 channels now, and actually you could probably get more,
yeah.
the internet has billions of channels.
Billions of web pages.
Yeah.
And that's just the web. There are a whole lot of other things that are on the internet. But one of the things about the internet is the access, the speed of access, as far as how quickly you can get from one point to another. And in order to move quickly, you need to have a broadband connection on your end. I mean, the websites out there hopefully are hosted on fairly large connections, larger connections than you can even get at your home. So as long as you've got a broadband connection at your house, you should be pretty much good to go. Turns out, though, that the United States is one of the, as far as the developed world is concerned, one of the worst places to purchase broadband internet services.
Why is that?
Well, because there's just not enough competition, as the story from the New York Times reveals. It says if you get excited about the prospect of really, really fast broadband internet service, well, here's a statistic that'll make your heart race, or your blood boil, or both. Pretty much the fastest consumer broadband in the world is the 160 megabit per second service offered by J:COM, the largest cable company in Japan. Now, here's how much the company had to invest in order to upgrade its network to provide that new speed, $20 per home passed. The cable modem needed for that speed costs about $60 compared with about $30 for the current generation. By contrast, Verizon is spending an average of $817 per home passed to wire neighborhoods for its Fios fiber optic network and another $716 for equipment and labor in each home that subscribes, according to an analyst company. So why such the big,
why
the big discrepancy? And I'd like to point out that the Verizon Fios product doesn't even come close to 160 megabits per second. Right now, I'm on a business internet connection here in Keene, New Hampshire from Time Warner. There is no Fios available here, so this is just a regular cable modem business class service. I'm only getting 15 megabits downstream. That's the amount of speed maximum that you can receive coming from websites. And so that's a tenth. Of, less than a tenth of 160 megabits per second.
My computer probably couldn't handle anything faster than yours anyway, though, right? I mean, like, it wouldn't be faster download for my computer.
Your computer couldn't handle, I'm sorry,
it may be able to download that information that fast, but my computer has to be able to show it on the screen, and so likely there wouldn't be any change if you went from whatever you have now to whatever they have, J:COM's service there in Japan. Likely, I would see my web pages pop up as quickly, right?
Hard to say. It all depends on what websites you're going to and what kind of speed their internet connections are there. But the more megabits, the better. The more megabits, the more things you can be doing at once. So, for instance, if you weren't just doing web surfing, if you were also downloading some torrents or streaming some video or audio or something like that, the more bandwidth you have, the more options you have as far as surfing and experiencing the internet. So, but why is Verizon spending $817 per home passed and another $716 for each home that subscribes compared to J:COM, which is spending $20? The numbers come from Michael T. Fries, the chief executive of Liberty Global, the American company that operates J:COM. His larger point is that, to me, this just isn't an expensive capital investment, he said. The experience in Japan suggests that the major cable systems in the United States might be able to increase the speed of their broadband service by 5 to 10 times right away. They might not even need to charge much more for it than they do now, and they'd still make as much money. The cable industry here uses the same technology as J:COM. And several vendors said that while the prices Mr. Freeze quoted were on the low side, most systems can be upgraded for no more than about $100 per home, including the new modem. Moreover, the monthly cost of bandwidth to connect a home to the internet is minimal, say executives. So what's wrong with this picture in the United States? The cable companies, like Comcast and Cablevision, that are moving quickly to install the fast broadband technology called DOCSIS 3, are charging as much as $140 per month for 50 megabits per second service. Meanwhile, other companies like Time Warner are moving much more slowly. Turns out that competition, or rather the lack of it, goes a long way to explaining why the fees are higher in the United States. There is less competition in the U.S. than in many other countries. Broadband already has the highest profit margins of any product that cable companies offer, because they don't have to pay licensing fees. I mean, think about it. When cable companies, if you look at what a cable company offers as far as its product is concerned, they've got pretty much two categories. Although I guess now they're offering voice over IP phone service, but cable companies offer your cable television with, you know, hundreds of channels or whatever it might be. And then they offer broadband internet. And for broadband internet, all they have to do is install an access point essentially to the internet at large, and they have to pay for that bandwidth.
The junction and the tubes.
Yeah, but that's it. Then they just, you know, they build their infrastructure around that, and they get subscribers, and that's all they're paying for, really, besides the technicians and, you know, whatever other staffing overhead they have to deal with. Whereas if you want to get HBO on your cable system, or if you want to get, you know, Nick at Night, or whatever the various different cable channels are out there, some of those you've got to pay for. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's all of them that you have to pay for. I've never worked on the inside of the cable television business, but I know for a fact that a number of them, those, you know, ESPN, you've got to pay big bucks to be able to offer that on your cable television system. So that's what they're saying here, is this broadband internet is, in comparison to cable television, relatively low overhead, very high profit at least. Anyway, they say that, like any profit-maximizing business would do, they set prices in relation to other providers and market demand rather than based on their costs. So if there aren't a lot of providers in the marketplace...
Right. There's not a lot of supply. There's a whole bunch of demand. Price goes up. It doesn't matter what it costs them to produce. If it costs them a penny to produce for each house, or whether it costs them $100 to produce each house, the price doesn't have that much to do. It does have something to do, but not that much to do with, you know, what it costs to produce something. And certainly not if it's cheaper.
Right, and it's thank goodness that we have the option to choose between, in many areas, at least two different kinds of providers. Here we get to choose from cable or DSL. Out where you live, Mark, you don't really have those options. You're out in the woods.
I get to choose between that satellite internet that they have and cell phone.
And cell phone, which is leave something to be desired.
It does. It, in your world, for me, it's just fine.
It's better than dial-up.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I don't come here to where the internet is shooting all kinds of rays through this house to my house, and I never say to myself, gosh, it sure is better here. I never even think about it.
Really?
Yeah, there's just no difference for me.
For somebody like me, it would be intolerable.
Entirely different thing.
So the fact that we just even have two entities competing in a marketplace does something to keep prices down, but not as much as 5 or 10 different providers would. I mean, if there were that many internet providers in any given geographical area, then you'd see a price war. You'd see an all-out knockdown, drag-out battle to see who could get the most customers at the best price.
Aren't there local internet service providers, though?
There are dial-up internet service providers that tend to be local.
So there's not any local ones that aren't dial-up.
Sometimes there are companies that can piggyback on the telephone lines. They can offer DSL through the existing phone systems. It's one of those.
So essentially, they're paying the phone company. So you're paying a middleman for the DSL, essentially.
Well, it's one of those deals where the government mandates that in order to spread competition, we're going to force the phone company to give other companies access to its lines. It's one of those things. So they force the phone company to give other companies access, and they force the phone company to give them access at a specific rate. So there usually are those options. But again, you're still talking about the phone company's system that those folks are operating on. More coming up. You bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours completely free at freetalklive.com. You want liberty in your lifetime? You can join the Free State Project at the Porcupine Freedom Festival June 25th through the 28th for a weekend of freedom and fun here in New Hampshire. Early bird registration only $15. Visit porkfest.com. That's porkfest with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. 800-259-9231. Talking about the state of the Internet here in the United States. And apparently it's kind of dismal in comparison to other countries. I mean, look, I'm not complaining about my broadband access. I think that it's fine. I mean, I've been on broadband since broadband was available. Sarasota, Florida, which is where I grew up, was Comcast's one of their first test markets for cable modem. So I've been on it since the mid-1990s. And once you're hooked on broadband, you don't want to cut down to any slower speeds. And luckily, I really haven't had to do that. There was a slight speed cut when I moved here to New Hampshire, just because Comcast, again, in Sarasota was such a burgeoning test market for internet speeds. So there was a slight cut, but now that I moved up to the business class, I'm feeling comfy with my broadband. But when I look at the statistics from these other countries, as the New York Times is revealing, when I look at the numbers, I'm blown away by what's available in places that arguably are not as free market oriented as Japan, like Japan or the Netherlands. Well, it turns out their marketplace is more free in the case of internet service providers. They have more of them, so competition is better. And we know from paying attention to how the marketplace works that when you have competition, you get more innovation. When you have competition, you bring prices down. Products and services become more affordable. They become better. Customer service is
better.
They become
available to the lower classes, too.
Sure.
Because, that's just the way things have worked. At one point, cars were only available to those who could afford them. Well, now everybody's got them. They may not have the nicest car, but they can get around. Televisions, flat-screen TVs, they were just so expensive when they first came out. Now you can get one of the really big ones for less than a grand.
Now, I'm not saying that I think broadband is expensive in the United States. I think it's affordable. I think that to anybody that says they can't afford broadband, I'd like to check and see if they have cable television first before we even continue the conversation. Because if you're paying $70, $80, $100 a month, I mean, that's a typical cable television bill for some people. If you're paying that kind of money for a cable TV, then there's no reason why you couldn't afford $40 a month DSL connection or something like that. In fact, you can get broadband, you can get slower speed DSL for as little as $20 or $30 a month, from my understanding. So,
well, I think the complaint with broadband access would likely be the people in the rural areas that can't get it.
Yeah, well, that's, it's a tough situation. You're living out in the middle of nowhere. Your options are limited.
Yep.
Right,
and but it costs more to transport everything out to you, and there's no reason that everybody else should pay in order to have that. Have it delivered to you.
Even in more metropolitan areas, even more urban areas, though, the competition in internet service providing is very limited as far as broadband is concerned. And as it turns out, that means that the United States has just less available than anywhere else. It's not because they can't upgrade. In fact, the story from the New York Times says that the technology that they're running in Japan is essentially the same technology that they're running here. In fact, Comcast and some of the other companies are slowly upgrading to, I guess Comcast moving a little quicker than some of the other companies, but they're upgrading to a new standard which will offer faster speeds at a relatively affordable price. But as it turns out, cable executives have given several reasons for why many cable systems in the United States are going slowly in upgrading to this new system. There's little competition in areas not served by Verizon's Fios system, which will soon offer 50 megabit per second service. And some argue there just isn't that much demand for super high speed. But Mr. Freeze added another, and this is the man who's in charge of the company that's offering $60 a month, 160 megabit service out in Japan. He says, it's fear. Other cable operators, he said, are concerned that not only will prices fall, but that the super fast internet service will encourage customers to watch video on the internet and drop their cable service,
television. That makes perfectly good sense. Because if you could watch movies on the internet and buy a plasma TV, which is essentially a computer screen,
mm-hmm.
and hook a computer up to it, I mean, think about this for a second. For $1,300 or something like that. Does that sound right to you, Ian? You could have a television that you could watch any movie you wanted to, wham, right then. Just pick it and watch it.
Pretty much. It's getting to that point. Netflix, for instance, doesn't...
Right, you wouldn't
they don't have every movie yet.
Well, that's true, but just about every movie you want could be streamed to your television just by the moment you pick it. You don't have to pick it on Netflix and then wait for it to come, which is a great service, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't have to wait for the cable company to, you know, provide whatever movie it provides. You could just get the movie, watch it on your TV.
Right. Pay-per-view is done. Right.
Pay-per-view is over. Right. I forgot to mention that. And you do it for one monthly fee. And that monthly fee is what? For the
$60 a month or something?
Is that what Netflix is?
Oh, for Netflix? No. You can get Netflix for like $15,
and then you watch
unlimited
movies you want on this $1,300 television set that you put together. It's not hard, people. Even I think I could do it. I think I could, don't you?
Yeah, I think you
just hook your computer up to the internet, hook the computer up to the television, and then you're there, right?
That's pretty much it. It just keeps getting easier and easier. I mean, a few years ago, it would be more difficult than it is today. And so the internet, or rather the industry, is worried that by offering speeds of 100 megabits per second, that they're opening the Pandora's box, said the expert. Everybody will be able to get video on the internet, and then competition will bring the price for the broadband down from $80 to $60 to $40. And so the article writer asked, well, aren't you worried that the prices will fall too? Maybe, he said slowly. We'll see how it happens. We want to keep it up there for now. It is a premium service. But this is a guy who is on the cutting edge of lowering prices and offering better service.
In the U.S. or in Japan?
In Japan.
Right.
But his company is based in the U.S. So it's amazing watching this happen.
The cognitive dissonance that the executives feel, likely they would never say, and they probably aren't even thinking, oh, well, this internet thing's a competition. Maybe they are. I don't know. But they certainly wouldn't say to some reporter, oh, the internet's competition to our cable business. We couldn't offer speeds that fast.
Well, yeah, that's right. Well, that's why he's saying it to them. Like, this is, they're not going to tell you this, but this is the reason why they're not moving. They're not rushing to get these things done. And, you know, as you're pointing out, Mark, we're pretty much getting to that point already. You can go on a lot of the major television websites. ABC, for instance, has HD streaming of almost all of their regularly scheduled programming. So, Julia, for instance, likes to watch the show Lost, and I like it. It's a pretty good show as well. It's on, you know, Wednesday nights, and so the way their model works is they air it live on their television channel at a specific time on a Wednesday night. Then the next morning, like around 8 o'clock Eastern time in the morning, they take that episode from last night, and they put it on their website with very limited commercial interruption.
So how long does it take you to download that episode?
You don't download it. It streams to you.
So you don't have to buffer it in any way?
The buffering is very, very short.
So you just basically click on and start.
That's right.
Because on a YouTube, often I'll click on it and then pause it so that it has a chance to buffer,
right,
and then I'll watch it.
Well, and you are out on the, you know, cell phone internet out in the middle of the woods, so it's going to take a little longer for you. This ABC feed, it comes right on, and it's in HD sometimes.
Mountain Man, no need no internet.
800-259-9231. You don't need it, but it sure is nice to have. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn, and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call
888-849-6863. You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, including the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI, the main sponsor of this show, does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, they check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
1-800-259-9231. So we're talking about the state of the Internet in America, and it's actually kind of in sad shape compared to a broadband Internet. That is, it's in sad shape compared to some of the other countries where there's just better competition in the marketplace for Internet service providing. Well, you might ask, and it'd be a great question to ask, why is it that way? We'll get to that in a moment here, but first your phone call. Steve in South Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Mark, sorry, I got bronchitis.
You what? I'm sorry?
I have bronchitis.
Oh, okay. Well, what's on your mind tonight, Steve?
Anyway, I wish they'd have fiber to the curb. That would be great.
Wouldn't it, though? Fiber is the new Fios Verizon's product that they're putting out there, and I guess I think Time Warner offers fiber. I'm sure you can get fiber if you're willing to pay for it. The last time I talked to them, it was like $1,200 a month and a significant amount of money to have it installed. So it's not really within the affordable range for most people yet.
Well, here in Charleston, if you live in a city, you get free Wi-Fi.
From the city government?
Correct.
Ew.
It's not free.
Yeah.
I see your point.
You're paying for it in your property taxes, and I don't know if I would trust my internet service providing to the state.
Probably a little eavesdropping going on, stuff like that. But the reason I called is I actually needed internet connection, and so I needed broadband. So I got the broadband company, and they gave me a deal, $30 for 3 months. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And then they upped it to 60. I'm like, holy crap. So I thought, well, and I did that for a few months, and I had no cable whatsoever because I was on Dish, and I went ahead and cut it off. So I'm like, well, what am I going to do? And I had an antenna, the rabbit ears, and I was like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I took a 1 gigahertz splitter, and I split my internet connection off, and I took it to a television, turned it on. I had basic TV, HBO, and Showtime. I said, huh. Now I'm going to get a four-port splitter.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I got you straight here. You're saying you order just cable internet. You order just broadband internet from your cable company. You did
correct.
Not order any television services, but you split off the signal and you found out that they had still given you an activated television feed?
Correct.
That's pretty cool.
That happens. That's what happens.
That's what happens.
Yes.
I'm sure it's a mistake. It sounds like a mistake.
Everybody. I've heard two people say the same thing.
It sounds to me like what happened was your installer didn't install a filter on the line. They usually have these filters. It's a piece of hardware that they plug your cable connection into prior to running it into your home. I'm guessing you just didn't get one of those installed.
No, he did not filter to the pole. And he came straight to the house and ran it, and I was like, okay. And I watched, I looked at the pole, and I looked at the box, and there was no filter. I was like, cool. So I just split it off with a 1 gigahertz splitter. And
well, that's only going to work for so long. I mean, what you're getting there is you're getting the analog signals.
So it's paying your bill, man.
Huh?
So is paying your bill only going to work for so long? You pay your bill for a month, you get a month of service. You pay the bill for a month, you get another month of service.
Right, but he's getting free service that he's
right.
not paying.
So it's only going to work for so long.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's only going to work until they figure it out, or B, until analog television goes away, which they're it's on the way out.
Right, with the HD stuff. But the thing is now I've been late payment on my internet, and they've shut me down. But
well, they should. You're not paying them.
I still had television.
Oh, that is interesting.
Kind of interesting.
Well, I guess what happens there is they shut you down from the internet at their central office. They can shut you down there, but they'd actually have to come and physically disconnect the line in order for the TV to go away. But since they don't know that you have the TV, they don't know to shut it off.
Well, and the whole thing is they look at my MAC address. If I don't pay the bill, they just turn my MAC off.
Yep, that's pretty much how it works. Any other thoughts tonight?
No, dudes, I'm cool.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. His MAC address, for those that are not technically inclined, is a unique identifying code that identifies every network connection on pretty much on the internet. So your Wi-Fi card has a MAC address. Your cable modem or DSL modem has a MAC address. So that's what that means. 800-259-9231. So why is it that the state of the internet is so poor as far as broadband is concerned in this country? Why is there so little competition? Well, look no further than your friendly neighborhood government. That's right. It's your local city/county governments that are to be blamed for this. You know, this isn't a federal government problem in this particular case.
Do you think people expected us to blame it on the government?
Maybe, if they've listened to the show at least once. But no, it's not a federal government issue. Maybe a state government issue, because they probably have some regulations. Although, who knows what role the FCC plays in this. I'm certainly not an industry insider. But really, one of the biggest problems is the local franchise fees, or whatever you call them, the franchise rules. Because as a provider of a service coming into looking at coming into a marketplace, you have to go in front of the cable commission or the city council or whatever government bureaucracy has been slated to oversee such things. And you have to come in there with your business plan and, you know, present it and beg. Essentially, you have to beg these bureaucrats for the permission to do business in a particular marketplace. Especially if you're going to be using the poles that run the wires.
The poles are the trick.
Right. So basically, the city has control over those poles and gets to allow or disallow whomever they want as far as accessing those poles. And so if you're not in the, you know, if you haven't greased the right palms, stuffed enough money in the right pockets, or, you know, that might not even be possible if they
well,
are really.
Likely you're not talking about actual graft, like you would expect in some third world countries. You're talking about fees and
No, I mean both. Are you telling me, Mark, that you don't think you could get somewhere by going around in a in any given area and schmoozing with the politicians,
sure
buying
hurt.
Them some nice dinners, maybe giving them a boat or something like that?
Sure couldn't hurt.
Right. So if you can't do that, or if, for instance, the existing companies, the existing cable provider or phone provider, they just own the city council for whatever reason, you're not getting in. They're not going to let you in. In fact, they have a problem even allowing the phone company and the cable company to compete with their own services. So it's been like pulling teeth for the cable companies to get the city governments around the country to allow them to offer phone services. And similarly, it's been as difficult for the phone companies to get the local governments to allow them to compete in the area of television services.
Well, how come the, you know, there used to be this internet service where you would have like a radio tower and, you know, businesses would get their internet service from that radio tower or, you know, the cell phone companies. Why, mm-hmm. why is it we can't have our internet flying through the air?
Good question. You can now with cell phone internet, and it's not too shabby. I mean, what do you pay? $60 a month for unlimited
Sounds
bandwidth?
Right.
There's no cap on the bandwidth that you can use at $60 a month. You're just kind of out in the woods, so I don't know how good their connection is at the cell phone tower. I'm not sure how all of that. Again, I don't know much about the infrastructure there.
When it rains, it's tough to get the internet.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. I don't understand why that would be. Again, not a radio engineer here, but that is available, Mark. One of the reasons why it's not as widely available, perhaps, as it maybe should be, is all of the rules on cell phone towers.
Yes, it's very difficult to put a big, ugly radio tower up in
I
many
think
communities.
They're beautiful.
I agree.
It says progress.
And
the radio tower is progress.
They have radio towers that look like all kinds of things. You could make it look like giant, ugly tree.
Yeah, they are ugly. You can spot them. You can tell which ones
sometimes
are the fake trees.
Sometimes you can, but like they'll stick out at you. But sometimes they just blend into the background. So, you know, if it makes community happy, that's fine. But they have them as big towers and, you know, all kinds of things. I think they look fine. It's great.
But that's your reason, Mark. That's your answer as to why there's, not a lot of cell phone coverage in rural areas is because that there are a bunch of busybodies that have an objection to having a cell phone tower in their area. Oh, God, it's going to give us cancer, and it's so ugly, and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, they don't mind living in the Stone Age, basically. But if you're living in that same area, then those busybodies are controlling whether you get to access the Internet or not. And so that's one of the reasons why it's more difficult to get internet than it should be, because of local governments and their restrictions on who can do business in any given area. More coming up. You dial in, bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chew chewable, containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Choose for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchoose.com.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And you know what? If you want to support the show, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. I know that doesn't do much for those of you that are out there without internet access. That's what we've been talking about so far tonight. But for those of you that do, it makes a big difference for us when you shop through that link, because when you shop through that link, a percentage of your purchase goes to Free Talk Live. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We started out by talking about internet pricing and what you get for what you pay for here in America compared to other countries like Japan, for instance. And you just don't get as much here in America. And it has to do with the fact that there's very little competition in the broadband internet field. Why is there very little competition? Well, as we talked about in the last segment, it's because of the local government franchise boards and the city councils that around the country are essentially protecting what is basically an oligopoly or a duopoly, for instance, in many places. Is duopoly the right word for two?
That would be
monopoly,
right.
Duopoly? Well, in a lot of places, all you've got are cable modem and DSL, if you're lucky. In some places, even less than that. And I'm not talking about dial-up here. We're just talking broadband options. Now, of course, the cell phone companies are getting involved into the game, and that's good. It's a third option. Cell phone internet isn't as fast as DSL, or actually, you know, I take that back. I actually ran a speed test on my BlackBerry because I've got the internet on that, and I was getting like 4 megabits per second, which is actually faster than DSL. So okay, I'll give credit to the cell phone companies. They're throwing themselves into the marketplace.
And they have to.
They're adding some much-needed competition into the broadband fare. But still, the speeds pale in comparison to what is available over in the Netherlands and other parts of Europe and Japan and other places around the world. So the way to solve this problem, of course, is to get the government the hell out of the way. Now, how do we actually get, how do you actually accomplish such a thing? I guess it would have to be through the political system, right? I mean, you'd have to have some kind of legislation that opens up the marketplace, that doesn't allow
technology,
these local...
Somehow or another, they can make the internet fly through the air, and...
Then you get into the FCC, which we didn't really talk too much about, and their rules and their restrictions as far as, you know, and I don't know what they all are. I know that the FCC's rules and regulations on radio stations are fairly restrictive, so I imagine that the FCC's rules when it comes to broadband wireless internet access are also fairly restrictive. I don't know. If you know more about this and you'd like to comment, 800-259-9231. I remember it was years ago when I was living down in Sarasota, there was a company that was offering wireless internet access, and I remember I had them come out to my house.
Break free?
I don't remember what. No, I don't think they were called. Maybe there was another one. Anyway, I had them come out to my house and give me a little site survey to see if I could receive their internet services. And for whatever reason, they just kind of dropped the ball. I'd given, you know, I'd shown them an interest in purchasing their products, and I'd called them to follow up, and they just weren't. They just never really did anything to get me as a customer. I must not have been worth it to them, or maybe they were just a, you know, fly-by-night operation. Who knows?
Happens sometimes.
But it didn't work out for them. And are you able to get some sort of wireless internet access where you live? Is it affordable? 1-800-259-9231. So until the government decides to graciously allow more competition into the marketplace, I'm afraid that those of us here in America are going to be stuck at the whims of these two companies, essentially, that we have in our marketplaces that are, they're going to upgrade when they feel like upgrading. You know, they're going to compete maybe just a little bit here and there, but for the most part, the internet development is relatively stagnant here in America, and I think it's sad. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. What can be done to change this situation? You know, going back to the issue of the cable companies, talking about how one of the reasons why the cable companies are not exactly running to upgrade their internet services is because they're worried that people are going to start seeing the value of the internet service compared to what they're paying for their cable services. And so they're concerned that their internet customers are going to stop subscribing to cable television. I'm one of those people. I don't subscribe to cable TV. I have no interest in cable television. All of the television shows I want to see, I can see on the internet. And if I can't see them through some sort of live streaming, I could go to Netflix and I could, you know, download them that way, or stream them through Netflix, or get the DVDs. So there are so many other delivery options now for television services. It's getting to be a scary situation for those cable companies. But you know, I kind of feel most sorry for, Mark, not so much the cable companies as the local television affiliates. If you think about that, your local ABC affiliate, your local CBS, Fox, those affiliates, those sort of long-time, mainstay, over-the-air broadcasters, I feel sorry for those guys. Now, I know, I understand that they're still serving a significant segment of the population that is unconnected as far as the internet is concerned, and I think that segment will be around for a long time. I don't know how long, but at least another decade or two, I would say, before things start to shift into more internet.
I can't get anything on, you know, broadcast television where I live.
Sure.
And you can't get it here either.
No, you're out in the woods, and we're fairly far away from any major metros. But there are still people that receive over-the-air television signals, and those over-the-air signals are also being translated over to cable systems in their local area. So they still have people watching. But as more of these network shows become available online, and more of them are. As I said, ABC's got their full lineup. I don't know what the competition offers. I don't know what Fox or those other sites have. I haven't been to their websites yet. But I imagine they're jumping into the game too, wouldn't you think? I mean, if ABC's doing it, they should jump in and compete. So as more shows become available online, it'll be more desirable to watch them online because same reason a lot of people buy the TiVo boxes, because the TiVos cut out the commercials, right? So people
watch faster.
Right. You watch the shows in less time, and you get to watch them on your schedule. Well, that's what the internet's allowing people to do too. You click and you watch the show when you want to watch it, and there's very little commercial interruption. Now, on the internet, they can force you essentially to watch the commercials in order to get through the product. But if all it is a 30-second commercial in each break, that's no big deal.
Right, it's not. Most people will not fast forward through a 30-second commercial.
They can't. They can lock it down so you can't even fast forward through it. In fact, they could even make it so if you switch windows, it'll freeze it. Like if you try to go and edit a Word document or something like that while it's playing, they theoretically could identify you trying to get around it and freeze the commercial until you come back, and then they could force you to finish it.
Gosh.
So there are some neat ways that they can implement to guarantee that you're going to see the advertisers. But who in their right mind would choose to watch an over-the-air broadcast or a cable television broadcast of a show when they could watch the same show with less commercials on the internet?
Fewer.
On demand, with fewer commercials on the internet, on demand. Right now, the only reason to watch over-the-air television, and it's like you can tell ABC's doing this to protect their affiliates, they're giving them a 12-hour window, basically a 12-hour window of time, right? So if you're a local affiliate and you're carrying the ABC stuff, you get the benefit of airing it first. So the real addicts, right, the ones that have to have the new episode of Lost, will ensure that they have cable television so they can be sitting down at 9 o'clock or whatever time it comes on and sit down and be there watching it on the live, the live cable television affiliate or over-the-air affiliate. But otherwise, that's the only reason to have cable television. I mean, it's the only reason to have a cable package these days as far as if you're going to watch those shows. Obviously, if you want stuff like ESPN and all that, I don't know how far they've come as far as putting their stuff on the internet, but
live
it's
sports,
coming.
Live sports is huge.
Yeah, but all that's coming.
Yeah.
And so what I was saying is I feel sorry for the local affiliates. I mean, these affiliates, I presume they pay for the ability to be an ABC affiliate, but I'm not sure about that.
I would imagine.
So they're paying ABC, and ABC is, doing them the favor of letting them run the programming first. But, man, they must be there must be people dropping off of that. People have to be dropping out of that system and plugging into the internet and just going pure on demand for their video needs. I mean, I don't mind waiting until the next morning to see Lost. That's no big deal for me. I can't imagine that most of the viewers of any show are the obsessies to the point where they have to see it the moment it airs. What do you think that, I mean, as far as the percentage of any show's watching population, what percentage are so obsessed that they must be there at 9 o'clock Eastern time when the show airs to watch it?
I can't imagine I can't imagine there's very many. I can't imagine people doing appointment watching. I certainly have done that. Oh, this show that I want to see comes on at such and such a time,
mm-hmm.
so I'm going to set that day of day of the week aside to do that. I remember, I had a girlfriend who used to watch Will and Grace,
right?
And that's everything stopped on Thursday night or whatever it was.
But you can do the same thing with the internet. If you know that the show's going to be available the next morning at 8 a.m., you make an appointment for that time. And then you don't have to watch 4-minute long commercial breaks.
Well, then you can just watch it anytime you want. I mean,
right, exactly.
You don't have to wait.
That's true. 800. Well, you do have to wait from the live time. 12 hours, though. Big whoop. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Hour 2 is coming up. Socialism in America.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.